Isn't this a joyous day? It's a beautiful day outside. You come in these doors and you have people smiling with you and welcoming you. And whatever you left outside, whatever that stuff is, I hope when you walk in these doors, you feel like you're home. We prayed this morning acknowledging an Almighty God who knows our hearts and our desires and our secrets, and loves us. Even when we mess up, he loves us. In our reading this morning, when the Israelites messed up, and they really messed up and did all this evil, they were encouraged to turn back to the Lord, that the Lord would not abandon his people. Jesus saves. I believe that to be true. Probably so do you. We believe that Jesus saves us from our sin and the sins of the whole world. Jesus saves from death. By his incarnation, by his freely given human life, and by his freely chosen death on the cross. Jesus saves us from the worst in ourselves. From our daily blindness, ignorance, resentment, and failure to love. Jesus saves. For us, that is good news. But just imagine that somewhere there's a person who doesn't believe he is in need of saving. The message that Jesus saves sounds hollow. In fact, he and his friends might listen to this and yawn or chuckle or roll their eyes. The offer of a Savior is not what they need. Jesus heals. I believe that also to be true. Probably so do you. We believe that Jesus, our Savior, was also a healer at heart, spending his life bending down to help those in need, touching the demon-possessed, as we heard this morning, or the leper, the blind, the deaf, the lame, the bleeding, and broken, and forsaken of the world. In healing bodies, he healed hearts and souls, and lives even now to do the same. Jesus heals. For us, that is good news. Our imaginary friend may not believe he is in need of saving, but if pressed, he might admit that in some sense he is in need of healing. Deep down, he has felt the dis-ease of living. That feeling when he rests from all his motion and the commotion of life, when things are not entirely right. A bruise, a burn, an open cut throbs beneath the surface. He longs to say, "I'm sorry." But to whom? If he were to come to 1 Samuel 12, as we read this morning, "The Lord won't abandon his people," he might remove the bandage from the wound within and yield himself, even if for a trembling moment, to God's healing touch. But healing hurts. After all, the wound has been there a long time. It's easy to give up on the course of treatment, isn't it? So Jesus says, "Okay, I'll meet you where you are." Jesus does meet us where we are. He does not wait for us to get our act together. He doesn't wait for us to clean the dirt off our nose or to put a nice outfit on. He certainly doesn't wait for us to solve the mystery of human suffering or put our personal theology into proper words. Or establish a routine daily prayer. Did you know that? And he doesn't wait for us to prove that we deserve his love. If your experience is anything like mine, here's what Jesus does. On a Thursday night at 9 p.m., when your heart feels as empty as your refrigerator, Jesus pulls a chair up to the dinner table and helps himself to a piece of leftover pizza. Jesus doesn't care that you didn't cook or that you don't even know he was going to come visit or that you don't have any clean towels. "Shh, I'll meet you where you are," he whispers. Jesus met Andrew and Peter by the Sea of Galilee when they were mending their fish nets, because that's where they were. He met Zacchaeus up in a sycamore tree. He met Paul on the road to Damascus, intent upon persecuting the early church. Oh, and he met a man in the Gerasenes' land who was naked, homeless, and demon-possessed. That's just where they were. If he can meet all those people where they are, he certainly can meet us wherever we are. But you see, that's how Jesus saves. That's where he heals. He saves us and heals us by meeting us where we are. When we let Jesus do this, when we open the door to let him in, even once, when we let him eat our leftover pizza and use our dirty towels, we can be certain he will return the invitation. He will invite us to be with him where he is. Jesus takes us where we are, as we are. And before we know anything about it, summons out what we shall be, one moment of meeting at a time. It's a joyous day, isn't it?